Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming from it. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. So we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and I am back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. You all, I am so excited to be bringing you this prophetic word. First and foremost, let me just say, I just wanted to get my Raising Cane's on yesterday, but the Lord started speaking to me so heavily, y'all. Like, I couldn't even get through the drive-thru. I'm sitting up there praying. I'm like, Lord, what are you? So I'm just so excited to release this word on my podcast. I did a TikTok live on yesterday. So if you all are not following me on social media, please do so, so y'all can catch these words in real time, okay? But the Lord has placed something on my heart to do for you all. I know I've talked a little bit earlier last month about healing, pursuing wholeness. And it was supposed to be a challenge. It was supposed to be, originally, it was a 6-week pursuing wholeness challenge. But when I was in the process of preparing for this thing, God literally stopped me. Let me calm down. He stopped me dead in the middle of my tracks. And he said, 6 weeks, it's not going to take that long. I'm getting excited. He said, it's not going to take that long for my daughters to get their breakthrough. It's not going to take 6 weeks. It's not going to take 3 months. It's not going to take 6 months. Do you all remember the prophetic word that I gave? I want to say November, December, when God said 2022 is going to be like a year of like transformation and a year of speed and acceleration. Well, he has been telling me this for the past couple of days, or really reminding me this on the past couple of days as I've been fasting, as I've been praying and seeking his face for the next steps and the next moves of, you know, what he will have me do in my ministry and in my life. He was telling me it's not going to take them that long. It's no use in dragging out this whole process, like, make it shorter. And so I have something that I'm coming out with within the next couple of months that you all, I'm so excited. I can't tell it right now. I can't really release it right now, but just know it ain't gonna take that long. It's not gonna take 6 weeks. It's literally gonna take less time than that to get your breakthrough. So I'm excited about that. But in this realm, in this knowledge and insight of acceleration, God placed it on my heart this morning to start doing some prophetic master classes for you all. Those women who were interested in the Pursuing Wholeness Challenge, the ones that have already been on the wait list or who have already signed up for that, I'm going to be sending you all an email to let you know when these master classes are going to be. They're actually going to be every Wednesday this month. So it's going to be every Wednesday night on this month. And the master classes are basically going to be some in-depth teaching of what we have discussed thus far on the podcast and other prophetic words that I have given outside of the podcast on my social media pages. But this is going to be some in-depth teaching. So this is going to require maybe an hour and a half of your time on Wednesday night, starting March 9th. So if you want to be a part of that, look, I'm not even gonna tell y'all how fast God is moving right now. Okay, so we're gonna be talking about we're gonna go more in depth in agreements, making the right agreement with God, coming out of soul ties. Okay, healing from soul ties. Okay, breaking those demonic covenants and generational curses. We're gonna be talking about fasting. Gonna do an in depth discussion and teaching on fasting and praying. We're going to learn about true identity and undoing some things, okay, some mindsets, some behaviors, some actions, habits, things of that nature. We're going to be learning how to undo those things. We're going to be pursuing wholeness. Wholeness, whether you are believing in God for a kingdom relationship, a kingdom marriage, whether you're believing God in a business, whether you're believing in God just for anything, you have to become whole. You have to analyze and assess where you are spiritually right now in your life. So if you're dealing with soul ties, if you're dealing with unhealthy habits, if you're dealing with a lack of discipline, if you're dealing with things, emotions, and just all of these things that you're going through currently or have been going through, we are going to be talking about these topics on these Wednesday night masterclasses, and they're completely free. So if you want to sign up for these masterclasses, again, it's going to be some in-depth teaching on these topics and some more things. We're going to be talking about planting seeds and restoring time and just different things like that. But it's all going to tie together for the month of March. So if you want to be a part of that, please sign up for the wait list. And that wait list will be in the show notes below. So wherever you are listening to this podcast, whatever platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, if you go to my YouTube channel or my Instagram or any of my social media accounts, the link will be in there. I will be sending out emails very soon to those who have already signed up, those who are on the wait list already. And yeah, this is a month of speed. Look, March, this whole year, look, we've been talking about this, okay? We've been talking about this, so it's definitely in alignment with what God has been telling us and speaking to us thus far lately. And I'm excited to be bringing you all these prophetic teachings and things like that. So make sure you all sign up. Now, let's go. Ooh, Lord. Okay. So, like I said, I was going to Cane's yesterday on my way to Raising Cane's yesterday. And the Lord just dropped this thing. Let the master work. Let the master work. And I kept hearing it. And I had been studying. I had been in the Word earlier that day. So that morning I had spent some time in prayer and worship and studying, and he was bringing me to all of these different scriptures, right? And as soon as I got in my car and I got to the stoplight, literally Raising Cane's was right across the street. And as I got to the stoplight, I'm just sitting there, he was just like, pray. And I was like, okay. And so I started praying, and I couldn't stop until I got my food in my hand. I had to go drive and pull over somewhere and literally get on TikTok and release this word. So I hope you all enjoy this. Man, ooh, this word was encouraging to me, no doubt. I had to rewatch it yesterday. So here it is. It's called Let the Master Work. One last thing. If you have not purchase the Discipline Bootcamp course, please go to www.cultivatedstrategiesinc.com. If you are struggling in the areas of fasting, prayer, hearing God's voice, becoming more disciplined in your study time, any of those areas, where in your finances, in your emotions, in the way that you operate, in the way that you manage your time. We have a module on time management skills. We have modules. We have 14 modules on there on the course. We also have the pre-recorded prayer calls that we had each day of the Discipline Bootcamp. So make sure you all get your hands on this course. It is only $97. It also has a weekly payment plan available as well. So without further ado, look, let's just go ahead and get into this prophetic word because it's kind of long. But y'all ain't got nothing else to do. So put your headphones in. Get your notes out, please. Write these scriptures down and enjoy this prophetic message given to us from the Lord. I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.
But look, I got a quick word. Because if my food get cold, I'm going to be mad. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, let the master work. Ooh! Let the master work. God says, you have been faithful over few. Now it's time to let the master work. God says, I've slowed you down. I've slowed you down so that I can speed you up in the spirit. I slowed you down, meaning I slowed what you was doing down, your work, your whatever you're doing with your hands. He said, I slowed you down so I can speed you up in the spirit. That's why you've been studying so hard. That's why you've been in the word so hard. That's why you've been equipping your spirit. Come on. You've been allowing the Holy Spirit to equip you in the word. He said, I had to slow your hands down so that I can speed your spirit up. Oh, God said, it's a door that's about to open for you. He's literally saying there's a door that is about to open for you that is not going to require you to do much, but let the master work. Oh, God say, let the master work. He said, let the master work. Let the master do his job. He said, I've been seeing your faithfulness. He said, I've been seeing your faithfulness. He said, I've been seeing you holding your tongue against your enemies. Oh, he said, I've been seeing you praying for your enemies. I've seen you humbling yourself. God said, I've seen you humbling yourself before people. I've seen you humbling yourself on the workplace. I've seen you humbling yourself in your marriage, in your relationships. God said, now stand back and let the master work. God says, I'm fighting for you. I'm the one that's making a way for you in the wilderness. Oh, God said, I'm the one that's going to make a way for you in the wilderness. He said, you need only to stand still. Oh, you need only to stand still. Do you hear what the Lord is saying? He said, you need only to stand still. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to stand still. He's making a way for you. He's making a way for you. Stop worrying. God says, stop worrying about it. Stop worrying about that thing. Stop worrying about how you're going to pay for this. Stop worrying about, stop worrying about your husband. Who is this? Who is this for? Stop worrying about your husband. Stop worrying about your children. Stop worrying about it. God says, stand back and let the master work. He said, I've heard your prayers. He said, I've heard your prayers. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. He said, I've heard your prayers. And you've been diligently seeking me. I've heard you. The Lord said, you need only to stand still. Let me fight for you. He said, let me be your defender. He said, I'm coming for my righteous people. I'm coming for the righteous ones. I'm coming for the just ones, the ones that have been living by faith. He says, I'm coming for y'all. I'm coming for them. They've been faithful over a few. Now let me work. God said, let the master work. Let the master, the creator of all things, the one who makes a way in the wilderness, the one who has the ability to do exceedingly and abundantly. He says, let me show you what that looks like. He said, let me show you what that looks like. Stop worrying about it. God said, stop worrying about it. I don't know what y'all worrying about. He said, let me work. Let me do the work. Stand still. God said, get out the way. Woo! He said, get out the way. I'm sitting up here trying to eat my canes. And the Lord starts speaking to me. I'm in the drive-thru, and he told me to pray. So I started praying. And all of a sudden, he started telling me all of this. And I'm like, can I get my fries first? He said, no. No. Because somebody needs to hear this. Somebody needs some encouragement. Somebody has been about to give. Somebody has been about to give up. Some of y'all are growing weary. Some of y'all were on the verge of giving up. God, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm about to go do this. God, taking too long. I'm about to go do this. I can't wait on God any longer. God said, let me fight for you. He said, ooh. He said, let me defend you. God says, let me defend you. He said, I've heard what they've been saying about you. God said, I've heard what they've been saying about you. Y'all gonna get this word while I eat my lunch. He said, I've heard what they've been saying about you. Oh, he said, I've been in the room listening. Oh, he said, I've been hearing what they saying behind your back. He said, my hand of judgment is about to come down. Oh, he said, my hand of judgment is about to come down. And baby, that's something you don't want to do. Woo, God said they ain't humble themselves. Woo! Woo! He said they didn't humble themselves when they had the chance. God said, I've given them chance after chance. Even when y'all was in the relationship, who is this for? Even if you was in the relationship, they wouldn't humble themselves. I've seen the way that they've done you. I see the way that they cheated on you. I've seen the way that they've hurt you. I've seen the way that they disrespected you. I gave them a chance to humble themselves, but they didn't. Woo! God said, let me fight for you. God said, you ain't got to say nothing. He said, keep your mouth closed and stand in the word. Oh, he said, be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, unmovable, unshakable. He said, let me fight for you. God said, you're going to have to just sit back and watch what he does. Oh, what he's about to do for you. He said, sit back and watch. He said, you ain't got to argue. He said, don't fret. He said, you ain't got to argue. You ain't got to defend yourself. You ain't got to make no moves. You ain't got to do anything out of spite. God said, I'm fighting for you, whether you see it or not. I'm fighting for you. Oh, Lord. God said, remember what it was like. God said, remember what it was like when you tried to handle it. He said, remember what it was like when you tried to do it in your own strength. He said, remember the results of that. He said, now stand back. Let me do it. Oh! He said, let me do the talking. Oh, that's what happens when the Holy Spirit get on the inside of you. He said, now stand back. Let me do the talking. Let that scripture come out your mouth. When you talking to them, just humble yourself and let that scripture come out your mouth. He said, your words ain't going to really mean anything. But if you let that Holy Spirit intercede on your behalf. Oh, if you let the advocate do the talking. Oh. Oh, I'm finna run up out this car. Hold up. Ah! I'm finna run up out this car. My food getting cold. I need to hurry up. God said, remember what it was like when you were down to your last and he came through for you? Oh, he said it's about to be better than that. Oh! Oh! God said, I had to give you a little so you can appreciate much. Oh! He said, I stepped in right on time, but now I'm about to move past that. Ooh, ooh. Y'all ever needed God to come through? And he came through with just the right amount of money or just around the amount that you needed, like to the T. Like say if you were missing some money or you were low on some funds and you needed this certain amount. God say, I did it over and over for you. He said, I've given you the exact amount. But now that you've been faithful over that, oh, now that you have become appreciative of that. God said, I gave you the exact amount, not over, not beneath. I gave you the exact amount so that you can appreciate me, so that you can learn to appreciate the few. Oh, so that you can stop expecting much. But he said, now, I'm finna run. My fries are getting cold. I'm about to run. God said, now that you've learned how to appreciate the few, I'm about to exceed that. Ooh! God said, I'm about to exceed it. He said, according to my word, Ephesians 3:20, I'm about to exceed some things in your life. God said, I'm about to advance you. I'm about to advance you in the spirit. I'm about to advance you in some areas that you have just begun to give up on. I'm going to advance you in some areas that you have just begun to become appreciative of. It took you a long time to become appreciative. Y'all know how sometimes with God, he gives you the exact amount, but you be like, dang, I ain't got nothing left over. You don't appreciate the fact that he gave you something. You wanted more. You wanted more. But he said, now that you've come to a place where you've started appreciating what he give you and stop questioning why he gave you that amount, God said, I'm about to exceed that. He said, I'm about to exceed it. Your expectations, God said, I'm about to exceed that. Oh, he said, I'm about to exceed it. I'm about to go above and beyond for you. My God, I'm about to run. I'm about to run up out of here. I'm about to run. You know how I know he about to exceed? You know how I know? Y'all know how I know he about to exceed? I have been going to this Raising Cane's. As you can see, it's in the little things, he said. I have been going to this Raising Cane's for years. And in those years, they be hitting sometimes. You know, sometimes they'll you know, the fries will be cold, but the chicken will be good. Sometimes the chicken will be cold, but the fries will be nasty. You know, like something like that. It'll be off and on. But today, when he was giving me this word, in the parking lot, Cane's hitting today. Cane's is hitting today. The fries hot, the chicken hot, the sweet tea is sweet, the ice is cold. They gave me my napkins. They gave me extra sauce. God said, I'm about to exceed some things in your life. He said, I'm about to go above your expectations. It's in the little things. God be talking to me and everything. I've been going to this Raising Cane's even for the past couple of weeks. I have been shying away from this Raising Cane's because sometimes they just been off. But today, hold on, Cane's. Make me want to go get you a tip. Hold on, Cane's. God say, that's how I'm about to start doing everything. He said, I'm about to go above your expectations in every area of your life. Every area. The restaurants that you go to. Ooh, the food hitting. The man. Ooh, the man that he sends in your life. Your kingdom husband. Ooh, exceed your expectations. He said, I'm about to go above. You're going to be like, ooh, this man. Hell, look at that shoulder. He said, this is your reward. Oh my God. He said, this is your reward. Yo, I have been reading scripture. I have been in my word. Diligently, very profoundly, within the last couple of weeks. All God has been telling me, there is a reward for the righteous. The righteous who seek me diligently. The people who allow me to fight for them. The people who are directed by me. The people who are in my presence. The people who stay in the secret place. The people who are disciplined. The people who have been fasting. I've been fasting my butt off. Breaking covenants. Breaking soul ties. Breaking demonic agreements. I have been in the presence of God like never before. And it's not because of my doing. It's because I'm disciplined enough to hear when the Spirit of the Lord tells me to do something. That's what happens when you get in the presence of God. He starts telling you stuff to advance you in the Spirit. He starts telling you stuff to equip you so you can be without ignorance. God said, I don't have time for no more ignorant Christians. God said, I do not have time for any more ignorant Christians. You either going to advance in the kingdom. You're going to either allow me to equip you in the word. You're going to either allow me to get you deeper in this word. Or you going to get out of here. God said, if my people humble themselves, if my people who are called, ooh, would humble themselves, then I would hear from them and heal their land. That's why some people are out here indulging in sin. They out here fornicating still. They out here doing the things that their flesh is telling them to do. And they're not humbling themselves. They're not becoming sensitive to the spirit. God say those people are about to witness the greatest season of your life. Them people that talked about you. Them people that called you crazy whenever you called them out the blue and said, can I pray for you? Man, you crazy. How you just randomly call somebody and pray for them? These carnal-minded people who don't know nothing about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He said, I'm about to show out in front of them to let them know what they're missing. God said, I'm about to show out to let them people know what they're missing. He said, I've been patient enough. I've been patient enough. I've been giving them enough. I've been giving them enough promptings, giving them enough words, and they still won't humble themselves. I'm about to show out for my people. I'm about to show out for the righteous. I'm about to show out for the people who have been diligently seeking my face. I'm about to show out to the people that have been fasting. I'm about to show out to the people that have been praying nonstop. Even when you couldn't see it happen for you. Even on those days where you were weary, you still came to God. He said, I'm about to show off for you. God said, I had to humble you in the wilderness. He said, I had to humble you in the wilderness. So when you get the blessing, you'll know where it came from. Woo! I wasn't planning on doing this. I just wanted to eat my canes. I wasn't planning on giving this word. But the righteous. Ooh! The righteous. Ha! The righteous shall live by faith. God rewards the faithful ones. God rewards the faithful and the righteous ones. What that is, 1 Samuel 26 and 23. Oh, matter of fact, eat and preach. That's what we do over here. Y'all gonna get this word with a mouth full of fries. I was reading the story of David when Saul was pursuing him. When Saul kept coming for him. When Saul kept trying to kill him because he was jealous of him. God made it so easy for David to get away from Saul every single time. David sought God. God, what should I do? Where should I go? Here, go here, go here, go there, go there. And Saul still pursued him. But he hid David. Oh! He hid David. So much so, Saul couldn't even find him, but David found him. Saul couldn't find David because David was hidden. God hid David. But for some reason, God allowed David to find Saul. God said, you know where your enemies at. God said, you know who your enemies are. But because I kept you hidden, you could see them, but they can't see you. Ooh! God said, you could see them, but they can't see you. Because you in a secret place. God said, you in a secret place. You at my feet. God say, I kept you hidden. And I kept you in a secret place so you can get wisdom, knowledge, and instruction from me, God. So you can get knowledge from him. So much so that you're now able to dodge your enemies while on the pursuit of purpose. I'm sorry, I'm yelling. I need to calm down. God said, I really made it easy for you. All you had to do was get in my presence and stay there. Y'all know what happened? It's in 1 Samuel. I believe it's chapter 26, 26 verse 23, I think. But check this out. Even when God was hiding David from Saul, God still gave him instruction on how to find Saul. So every time he found Saul, he spared his life. David could have taken his enemy out. He could have taken Saul out. But every single time he found Saul, he said, I am not to touch the Lord's anointing. I'm not going to touch the Lord's anointing. He showed him grace. He said, I could kill you, but I ain't. I could humiliate you, but I won't. Why? Because I'm hidden by the Lord. Why? Because God has showed me too much of himself to stoop to your level. God has loved me so much to where I don't even have hate in my heart for you anymore. I could demolish you. I could humiliate you. I could destruct you. I could be the one to humble you, but because I serve a God who is all-knowing, who protects me, who has protected me from an enemy, I'm humbling myself before God. Because I spend time in a secret place and God has already showed me your demise, I don't have to do nothing. God already showed... Oh, that's the thing. When you're in a secret place, God will show you what will happen to your enemies. He will show you their destruction. So much so to the point where you ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to say nothing. You just got to let it happen. You just got to let it happen. God say, I hid you for a reason. He said, stop complaining. I hid you for a reason. I hid you for a reason. David said, when David found Saul, I believe he found him like three times. Like, David left. He was constantly being led by God, right? He was constantly being led by God, seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord. What should I do? Where should I go? Here, go here, here, here. God kept giving him direction. Oh, God said he kept giving you instruction and kept giving you direction to get you away from your oppressors. To get you away, to get you as far away as possible from your enemies. Come on, Exodus. My God. God led Moses. God allowed Moses to lead them people out of Israel so much so to the point where when the enemy tried to catch up to him, what happened? Moses parted the Red Sea. He parted the Red Sea and all the water washed away his enemies. God said, oh, I'm about to run. I'm about to get out of this car. God said, I'm about to do the same thing to yours. I'm about to do the same thing to your enemies. They think they seeing you. They think they catching up to you. They're monitoring spirits. They think they know what's going on with you. They think they have a glimpse, a clue of what God is about to do in your life. They think that they're about to catch up to you. But I'm about to wash them away. I'm about to wash them out of your life. God said, I'm about to get you so far away from them. They're not going to know what the heck is happening. They're not going to know what their next move is going to be. But you're going to know your next move. Why? Because you're in the secret place. Why? Because you chose to consecrate your flesh. Why? Because you're the righteous one. God say, this season, this next season of your life, your enemies ain't going to be able to catch up to you. God say, I'm going to get you so far away from them. I'm going to get you so far advanced in the spirit where you're going to know you're going to know where they're coming at all areas, at all ends of your life, in all spectrums of your life. You're going to see them before they see you. Look, I don't know who this is for. I don't know who this is for. It's for somebody. Because I just tried to get my Raising Cane's. I just tried to get my cane's. But when I pulled up at the light, across the street from my destination, the Lord said, pray. I said, bet, God, bet. Whatever you want me to do, bet. And another thing, y'all need to stop doubting your gifts. Stop doubting what God has placed on the inside of you. Stop doubting the fact that you do hear from God. Stop doubting that. God says, stop leaning onto your own understanding. You are the chosen one. You can hear from me. You are sensitive enough. See, the results of your fasting, the results of consecrating your flesh, the results of diving deep into your word, the results are you have the advantage of now being able to hear from God. That's the advantage. Hello? So stop doubting that. Stop making the devil feel like ain't nothing happening. Just because you haven't seen it manifest in the natural, it don't mean that it's not happening in the spirit. Oh, I feel God on that. He said, stop doubting me. Stop doubting my power. God said, I am powerful beyond your comprehension. He said, I am powerful. I am the God Almighty. I can do anything. God said, I can do anything I want in you. God say, I've been equipping y'all to actually use you. So just be used. Be used. God said, stop doubting me. He said, stop doubting my presence. He said, yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me too. Yeah, that's me making a way for you in the wilderness. Yeah, that's me putting something on somebody's heart. Yeah, that's me putting something on somebody, putting a thought, putting you on somebody else's heart. That's me doing that. God say, you are on the minds of his other chosen ones. You are on their minds. God said, I am placing you on people's minds for a reason, so that you not can only receive the blessing, can not only be blessed through other people, through God, but so you can see and know who your Lord is. God said, I ain't doing that to God said, I'm really providing for you, but I'm not really doing that just to do that. He said, that ain't really the reason. The real reason is so that you can know me, so that you can know who I am, so that you can believe in me, to give you confirmation. I've been sitting up here praying, and I've been letting them prayers just go. I've been like, God, you know my needs. You know what I need. You know, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. You are my provider, so I'm not going to worry. I'm going to cast all of my fears and my anxieties onto you. You know what bill needs to be paid. You know. God, you know, you see all, you're almighty, you're all knowing, you know what's going on, and I let it go. And every single time, the Lord has used somebody to bless me, not so that I can become attached to other people blessing me, not so I can become attached to that person that blessed me, but so I can become attached to the idea that God has heard my prayers. So that I can become attached to the idea that God will always provide for me, even when my flesh tell me that he won't. Do y'all, oh God, Lord. Back to the canes. God gave me another analogy, another revelation on this canes. Do y'all know that y'all can get certain things? You can receive certain things during the right time. Somebody just drove past me and they had a Cane's cup. And they was just drinking their Cane's. It's about 2:30 in the afternoon. Let me just go to Cane's. God said there are certain blessings that you get at certain times, in certain seasons. God said there are certain windows of opportunities that you get when you are in the presence of God, when you are diligently seeking him. There are certain times of the day that God will bless you according to how sensitive you are in the spirit. Let's think about it like this. There are only a certain amount of people that work this specific shift, right? Some people about to get off at 5 o'clock, but it's a certain window. It's a certain area. It's a certain time of the day where certain people have worked in that restaurant, right? Thus, there are going to be certain people that get the quality of what is being produced. Had I came at 7, had I been an hour later, had I been an hour earlier, I would not have gotten the quality of this here cane. God say, when you look around in this next season, when you look around and you see all of these blessings being released, when you see things just start to happen for people, when y'all just start getting blessed left and right, people gonna call you and testify and tell you how good God has been. It's gonna be a certain amount of people who have been in this window of opportunity, in this quiet time, in this secret place. There's going to be a few amount of people that have been doing the same exact thing that you have been doing. They're the ones that are going to get the special blessing because of how sensitive they are to the Spirit of God. There's a certain amount of people. There are certain individuals. Do y'all hear me? Are y'all catching this? There are certain individuals on this earth, in your family, at your job. There are certain people that during this window of opportunity are going to see God's favor. That's favor. Y'all just gonna be looking around talking about some, dang, they just got a new house. Dang, they just got a new, they about to get married. Dang, they about to do this. Dang, they just got that. Oh, look what God doing in their life. Oh, look what God doing in my life. Why? Them the people that stayed in the secret place. Them the people that were at a certain place at a certain time during a certain season. Y'all, we're gonna start looking and seeing all of these people live in their sin. You just gonna be seeing people on TV, on television, just looking as sinful as ever. You just gonna be looking. You just gonna look around and be like, dang, they still living in sin. Don't they know the benefits? Don't they know the benefits of being in the secret place? Don't they know the benefits of knowing who God is? Don't they know the benefits of praying? Don't they know the benefits of fasting? God said y'all just gonna be looking around and y'all gonna be seeing these people just lost out here. They gonna be lost. Unable to get it together because they refuse to humble themselves. God say, but not you. But not you. It ain't gonna be weird for you to just be sitting around looking at all these people self-destruct and self-sabotage. No matter how hard you pray for them, God said you're just going to be, oh, he said you're just going to start seeing desolation. People just around here just looking crazy, looking like robots and zombies and stuff, unable to get it together. Do y'all know how powerful that is? That's what being set apart. God says you're about to really see the fruit of being set apart. Because at first you didn't like it. At first you wanted to stay in the world. At first you didn't like being set apart. At first you didn't like the fact that you were the one who always had to pray. You didn't like the fact that you were always the one inside in the house on the weekends while everybody else were enjoying themselves. At first you didn't really like fasting while everybody else eating whatever they want to eat. At first you didn't like it. But God say, I'm about to show you what being set apart feels like. I'm about to show you the benefits of that. It's the best sweet tea I've had in my life. God say, that's how y'all about to start saying, this is the best God that I ever served in my life. I used to serve other gods. I used to serve money. I used to serve my flesh. I used to serve this man. I used to serve this relationship. I used to make idols out of all of this other stuff. But now that I've served the right God, this the best God I've ever served. Ooh! This the best God I've ever served. That was a whole word. I don't know where that came from. I don't know where that came from. The Holy Spirit is just on the inside of me. He's on the inside of me. God said, you just about to say, this is the best God that I've ever served. This is the best I've ever felt. This is the best food I've ever tasted in my life. Y'all gonna be sitting at restaurants. You know the little spots that don't look much. Y'all just gonna be traveling. God's just gonna have you traveling, speaking, going this way, going this place, doing this and doing that, living in your purpose. You just gonna be able to find the most amazing restaurants, the most amazing shopping centers, the most amazing this, the most amazing that. God say, y'all are about to have a season where you're gonna say, this is the best insert I've ever had in my life. Favor. Favor. It's the favor. Y'all gonna be like, dang, God love me. Dang, God. I wasn't expecting this. I wasn't expecting this food to be that good. I wasn't expecting this day to be so beautiful. I wasn't expecting this man to love me like that. I'm dancing. I'm dancing in the spirit. I don't know about y'all, but I'm dancing. Look, I'm in this parking lot. I don't care who's seeing me. I don't care who looking at me. I hope they can read my words. I hope they can read the mouth, the words that are coming on, out of my mouth. I hope they catching this too. I hope. Ooh. That's a real time word. That's a real time word. God say some of y'all need to stop listening to these people, these motivational speakers. I ain't no motivational speaker. I speak when the Lord tells me to speak. Y'all hear me? I be going about my day, living in pursuit of the things that God has for me. And when the word, when the spirit of the Lord comes on me, that's when I get online. That's when I get on my podcast. That's when I start a challenge. That's when I start doing activities in my ministry. That's when I get on social media. That's when I get on TikTok. That's when I get on live. When the spirit of the Lord falls upon me. Lord, I know for sure Cane's ain't going to be that good later on today. I know it. Oh, the Lord is good. Were you all blessed by that word? I'm still blessed. I can't stop. I can't stop with the shoulders. Like, I can't stop. Y'all know that? Y'all know that song? Y'all know that song? For any of my 90s church babies, church kids. Can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop. Hey, praising the name. I just can't stop praising his name. Jesus. Can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop. Praising his name, Jesus, 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 hallelujah. Praise his holy name, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise his holy name, can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Hey, praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name. Praising his name. Oh my God. That's how y'all about to be. Y'all are about to rejoice. Like, y'all are about to literally have so much joy. Y'all know yesterday, the enemy tried to make me doubt God. He tried to make me get down in my hopes, in my beliefs. God ain't gonna do that for you. You might as well just go get a job. You might as well just go, aka get out of alignment, aka settle, aka the enemy, the devil. And the enemy really tried to make me feel like I wasn't worthy of God's best. And every single time he tries to do that, I remind him of God's word. That's why God say you don't need to fight. You don't need to fight in your flesh. He said, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and authorities in high places. It's a tug of war with your spirit and your flesh. That's why you have to deny your flesh of some things so that your spirit can be the loudest one talking to you. Your flesh is your enemy. Okay? Your flesh will make you disrespect and disobey God. That's why you have to fast. That's why God tells us to fast, to humble ourselves and fast and turn our plates away. Your enemy, your own body is against God. That's why you have to build yourself up in the spirit. That's why you have to continue to live in the spirit realm. That's why you have to like go deeper in your word. You got to go deeper in your word so you can be able to fight properly. So you can be able to understand what the spirit wants. Like, not just for your purpose, not just for your marriage, not just for your relationships, but for what the spirit of the Lord wants for you in your everyday living. Fasting ain't just for Oh, I just need to get some instructions from God. I really just need to turn the noise down so I can hear and get some instructions for God. Fasting literally builds you up in the spirit so that each and every day you'll be able to make the right decisions. Some of y'all used to grieve. Like, dang, I don't like doing this no more. Dang, I don't like going here no more. Dang, I don't like hanging out with these people anymore. And your flesh has been grieving the old you, while your spirit has been welcoming the new you. Your flesh has been trying to tell you, oh, it's okay to go back to that. Oh, it's okay, this one little time. Oh, it's okay, you know, God gonna forgive you anyway. Like, your flesh try to get you to revert back to the old you and keep you backwards, keep you going backwards, keep you in a place where you can't hear God, where you cannot discern the voice of God anymore. That's why it's important to fast. It's important to build yourself. And even on days when you don't fast, it's important that you choose the word of God over secular music, over the voice of the enemy, over carnal-minded people. On days that you don't fast, how much do you discern that the people around you don't know God? Like, that's everyday stuff. The more you build yourself up in the spirit, the more you feed yourself with God's wisdom, the more you feed yourself with his word, you'll be able to discern who is from God and who is not. Like, God will start revealing things to you. Some of y'all need to find you a secret place. Even if the secret place is your car. Even if you just go to your car and listen to some prophetic worship music. Even if you go to your car, sit in silence. Even if you go to your car and just listen to worship music. You need to find you a secret place. A place that you go to every time you want to hear from God. Every time you just need to get closer to God. Every time you just need a moment. A secret place. I got a whole room in my house where I have dedicated to spending time with God. I got my Bibles. I got my journals in there. I got my laptop in there. I put my prophetic worship music on in everything that I do. I don't listen to it. Like, and look, my flesh be trying to listen to R&B music. I be trying. But my God, the more spiritually inclined I become, I can't listen to some of that stuff. And I love Lucky Day. I love him. But I can't. I'm too sensitive in the spirit. I am too sensitive in the spirit. Any little thing. Anything that's not of God, any little thing that's not of God, it just bothers me. It's just like, I got to turn this off. I need to go. I need to turn this off. Yes, the fruits of the spirit. That's all God wants us to have. Look, I challenge you today. Read Galatians 5, 16 through 20, I believe. Galatians chapter 5. Read Galatians chapter 5 and understand what the fruits of the spirit are. And then identify what fruits of the spirit do you have, that you do have, and what fruits of the spirit that you don't have. Pray that God sharpens you in the fruits that you do not have. And then I want you to go to John 15. Are y'all writing this down? Yes. Galatians chapter 5. I need y'all to read and study the fruits of the spirit. Because every single time it say fruit in the Bible, I guarantee you that's the type of fruit that they talking about. And then go to John chapter 15. Start studying, y'all. Study. That's how you know what type of fruit that you're producing. That's how you'll be able to recognize the fruit. Am I more patient? Am I more kind? Am I more faithful? Over this thing that God gave me, am I faithful over that? If so, am I more loving? Am I more forgiving? If so, I'm bearing fruit. And then study the scriptures that talk about bearing fruit. in Matthew, I forgot what chapter it was. In Matthew, it got a verse in there that says, a good tree can only bear good fruit. A good tree can only bear good fruit. A bad tree can only bear bad fruit. What type of fruit are you producing in your life? And then it talks about fruit bearing in different seasons of your life. Then it talks about the types of fruit that you're producing. It will bear fruit in different seasons of your life, in due season, in harvest. In harvest time. Thank you. And that's how you'll be able to know other people around you, what type of fruit they're bearing. If this person ain't never forgiven nobody, if this person ain't never faithful over a few things that God gives them, if this person ain't never patient, if this person ain't never kind to nobody, they ain't bearing no fruit. That's the type of fruit you need to check. When you're dating, when somebody new comes into your life, friendship, partnership, relationship, intimacy, whatever, if anybody comes into your life trying to be a part of your tree, sir, what type of fruit are you bearing? Because we only bearing good fruit on this tree. Everybody be talking about, well, what do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the tree? Because I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I am unmovable. I can't be moved by the ways of this world. I can't be moved by no devil. I can't be moved by no temptation. If you can, I can't fool with you. I can't fool with you. Sorry. We're bearing two different types of fruits over here, sir. I cannot. Sir, ma'am, friend, future boyfriend, future husband, whatever. I can't. Oh, God say they fruit need to look like yours. If not better. He said, they fruit need to look like yours. Are you a pastor? No, but my daddy is. Or was. He just retired. And no, but I be in my word. He said, God say, if they ain't bearing no fruit, they can't climb your tree. Because these trees. Oh! Y'all know what I read today? Do y'all know what I read today? Before I came and got my canes, y'all know what I read today? It's a scripture. Dang, I wish I had my Bible. I wish I had my notes. But the Lord told me to write this down. There is a scripture in the Bible that talks about being a tree. God refers to his righteous people as palm trees. And it's a certain area in the Bible called Lebanon. Y'all, somebody go to the YouVersion, or somebody go to the internet and look up scripture that refers to Lebanon. It says you are like a palm tree planted in the city, or planted in Lebanon. Do you know that type of tree that they are referring to grows at 120 feet tall? Y'all know how tall that is? The more you build yourself up in the spirit, the more you build yourself up on the word of God, the more you build yourself up on faith, your tree grows. That tree literally grew or grows to 120 feet tall. That's why God say, don't let nobody climb your tree. Don't let your enemies catch up to where you are. Don't let nobody sit over here with you. Don't let everybody around your tree. Don't let everybody plant seeds of doubt in you. No, it's not Solomon 4:15. The scripture that I read is not in Solomon 4:15. And it ain't even no, hold on. Do you mean Songs of Solomon? Because there is no chapter. Psalms 92:12. That's it. Somebody please put it on there. Psalms 92:12. I think that's the one. It was in Psalms. Psalms 92:12. Talking about a palm tree and talk about Lebanon or something like that. I literally just read that this morning. Actually, I read it yesterday. I was at the park yesterday. And y'all know God be speaking to me through nature. I'm at the park, right? And I was fasting. So, you know, I'm very sensitive to the spirit and what he wants to say to me. What God wants to say to me. So I'm walking the kids, my niece and my child, my son. I'm walking them. And I just see, yes, that's it. Oh, my God. Y'all are my ride or dies. I love y'all. I love y'all for real. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, 120 feet tall. I love y'all. Psalms 92:12. But I'm in the park, and it's the same park that I went to that God spoke to me about paths, pathways, choosing the right pathway, which I have a podcast episode. It's called Choose Your Path or Choose the Right Path. It's on the Living in Pursuit podcast, right? So I just started seeing all of these trees, and then I would see some little trees and I would see some tall trees. I'll see some big trees with leaves on it. I'll see some trees with just branches on it, and I would just be surrounded by all of these trees, right, in at this park. So God started speaking to me, and the word, I knew it was a scripture, but the words, he said to me, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So this made me look up different scriptures referring to trees. And he brought me to Psalms 92:12, the righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar of Lebanon. And he brought me to all of these different scriptures regarding trees. And it refers to people being righteous. It refers to people being planted. It refers to people being unmovable, unshakable. Y'all know how, like, during hurricanes and stuff, like, I live in the South, but you know how, like, during hurricanes and stuff, there are certain trees that do not budge. When the storm comes, there are certain trees that do not budge. They might lose a few leaves. They might get covered in water. They might sway from here to there, but they are always planted. They are never uprooted. God say, I need you to be like that. He said, I need y'all to be like that. I need y'all. Oh, God said, I need y'all to be so deep in that word that can't nobody just pluck you out. That can't nobody just come and push you off. Push you off your post. Push you off your place. I need y'all roots to be so deep in me, God, and in his word, that you are unmovable. I'm surrounded by trees now. Y'all know what another benefit is? Because some of y'all probably think that you can't hear from God unless you fasting. Unless you fasting. Like the day of, you feel like, I just need a couple of days so that I can really, really, really hear from God. He is always speaking. God is always speaking. I don't care what nobody say. He always speaking. Y'all see me just eat this canes and he's still talking to me. I ain't fasting today. He always speaking, right? But are you listening? God is always speaking. God said y'all need to become a little bit more curious. Y'all need to become a little bit more curious about me. Why does God refer to us as trees? Why does God refer to us as his righteous few? Why does God refer to us as this and this and that? Study. Study it. Become curious. Because some people just read the word and be like, oh, that was good. But y'all don't go deep. Y'all don't go deep enough. Y'all don't know what the spirit is really trying to tell you. You thinking it's this, but it's really that. Go deeper. I got a podcast episode talking about that. It's deeper than you think. One more thing. I want to say this one more thing, and then I'm going to get off, because I've been on here shouting and hooping and hollering with y'all for the past, 30 minutes or so. But this is the last thing I said. I will say, God has been having me read about the prophets. And the prophets that I have read so far, each and every one of them were sent to a rebellious nation. It's on Amazon. Where can I find that Bible? It's on Amazon. It's the Life Application Study Bible. I prefer the NIV version. But God has been having me study the prophets, the lives of the prophets. And every single time God sent them somewhere, he chose them. They were living their regular lives. He chose them. He equipped them to hear his voice. And he began to use them. But he always sent them to a rebellious nation. He always sent them towards people, or sent them to bring a word from the Lord to give to those people who would reject them, right? Anybody who's doing wrong, anybody who's serving idols, anybody who's serving things and people and places and whatever other than God, people that have been putting things above God, he always sends a prophet to come and call them out on their foolishness. But one thing that I realized was that, and the prophets that I have been reading, all of them were talking to the Israelites. You know, the Israelites that God had got out of Egypt, them same Israelites. And each and every time these prophets will go, they will be talking about these Israelites. And I'm reading Jeremiah yesterday. I'm reading Jeremiah yesterday. The way that they describe the Israelites, it hit me. They talking about us. The stuff that's going on in this world right now, this idolatry. In Ezekiel, it talks about these idol worshipers. But these idols that them people were worshiping back then were witches. It literally has, these people went into, these Israelites, they will go into God's temple and serve these golden statues and serve these other idols and fornicate in God's temple. These Israelites abandoned God to worship these false idols. And some of these idols were literally witches. Ashtar and Issachar. Ashtar and Issachar or something like that. I'm going to have to do a deep teaching about this. Once God releases me, after I've learned about these prophets and the revelation that he gives me, I'm going to have to do like a deep teaching about this. Because there are some things that needs to be uncovered, right? So it's like these two gods, they literally were prostitutes. One of them was a prostitute that did like deep magic, deep stuff. Like it's deep stuff. And these Israelites, the people that God saved from oppression, they in the temples worshiping these people, these prostitutes, these sexual immorality or these sexual immoral gods, idols, right? It made me think of today, how some of these women, or most majority of these women and men, or gay men, the first, when they're trying to decide who they're going to mess with, the first thing that they say is they ask a man, how much money do you have? If you want to talk to me, if you want to be with me, if you want to look at me, if you want to provide for me, if you want to be in my presence, if you want to be around me, how much money do you have? And I'm like, ooh, prostitution at its finest. Prostitution at its finest. I don't care what nobody say. It's in the Bible. Ezekiel chapter 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. It's in the Bible. And all of these Israelites, all of these gods that were mentioned between these prophets, like study the prophets and study how bad these Israelites were and what they worshipped and how they worshipped it. But these idols, these Israelites, they literally reminded me of today. Of people in the world today. That's why God say when his favor is poured out onto his people, y'all are just going to be able to see stuff. Y'all just going to be able to call it out. Ooh, this person is living by this. God said you'll be able to discern spirits. That's a gift that he's sharpening his people in. the gift of discerning of spirits. Y'all need to learn about the gifts of the spirit too. But y'all are just going to be able to discern and be like, oh, this person is operating in this. That person is operating in this. This group of people is operating in this. The deeper you go. And I thought about it. Every time God would send the prophet, he will give the word to the prophet. The prophet will go and give this warning, because the word that God gives would be a warning. If you don't stop doing this, if you don't stop doing that, then I will do this. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, then I. And it talks about all of these warnings and all of these things that would happen to these Israelites if they don't stop doing what they were doing. And God will always give them the warning, but then he will give them and be like, well, if you turn from your wicked ways, then I will bless you. I will restore the land. I will give you this. I will make you prosperous. I will bring you back from captivity. So every time God gives the prophet a word, it's to encourage people to stop what they're doing and turn from their evil and wicked ways. If you don't, this will happen. If you do, then this will happen. And I thought about COVID. I thought about the pandemic. And I thought, and I started asking God, was COVID-19 our opportunity to get it right? Was COVID-19 our opportunity to humble ourselves? Because some of y'all, the COVID has literally showed you the areas that you lacked the most. COVID-19 showed you all that you really didn't know God like that. COVID-19 literally pushed you into the Bible. Pushed you into God's presence. It pushed you in the right direction. Some of you. But then again, COVID pushed people on the other side. It pushed them into anger. It pushed them into frustration. It pushed them into rebellion. And they started worshiping other gods. They started worshiping other things. They abandoned God. Why would God just put us in this situation? Why is God taking my business from me? Why is God taking my money from me? Why is that? And they became rebellious. And they deserted the word of God. They deserted becoming more and more like God. They deserted the word of God to worship themselves, to worship the world, to watch more and more Love and Hip Hop, to watch more and more of the news, to watch more and more of the things that are not of God. And they became comfortable in doing that. They chose their path. And I really thought, I was like, man, when people say God is coming back or Jesus is coming back, that's true. Like, I don't care what nobody say. That's true. The Bible says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. On my sons and daughters, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Y'all, when I accepted the calling of my life, when I got closer to God, he made me a prophet. I started prophesying. I started knowing the deeper things of God. Why? Because the world was getting so bad to the point where he needed to start building up and pouring out his flesh on people. I mean, pouring out his spirit on people. It needed to happen. So people like me who just give you words like this, it's because the end time is coming. I don't know how long that's going to be. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know. I'm not God. I'm just his messenger. I'm just sitting here to give you guys a word, right? But just know, the righteous ones, the faithful ones that choose his path, start learning about paths. Learning about in the Bible, just look up scriptures that have anything to do with the word path. Start learning about paths, right? God said the righteous ones, the faithful ones who choose the right path, the path that God has for them, they will not see destruction. But the ones who choose their own path, who choose the ways of the world, who chooses their flesh, they're going to be the ones to see destruction. That's the message. That's all I gotta say. Look, I hope y'all enjoyed this hour of power. But God is literally saying, choose ye this day who you will serve. Ain't no more lukewarm. No more being lukewarm. No more doing this and doing that and thinking that God is going to pour his favor out on you. No more sleeping around and trying to be filled with the Holy Spirit. No more cursing people and still trying to be built up in the word of God. Like, God said you can't do both. Even if you slip, even if you slip and sin and you slip up and you give into your flesh, repent and turn from your wicked ways. Don't just think, oh, I was just horny, or I just needed me a little this, I just needed me a little that, thinking that you need that. Don't just think that God is going to keep letting you slide. Like he said, you best change your mentality now. I have a discipline boot camp. I have a course. It's called the Discipline Boot Camp course. And it's all about changing your mindset, your beliefs, learning how to fast, learning how to just be equipped in the word of God, learning how to study, changing your mindset, like really changing your habits. I have a course on my website, cultivatedstrategiesinc.com. The link is in my bio on my TikTok. The link is in my bio on my TikTok. So when y'all done listening to me, go on my website and get the course. I'm telling you, God say y'all need to be emptied out completely before you get this favor. God said, that's why I had you in the wilderness. I had to get you out of you. Because it's no more time to be dipping and dabbing, choosing your flesh over your spirit all the time. God said, that's not going to fly no more. God said, I've given you enough grace. I've let you come to the point where you've now seen the consequences of choosing your flesh above him. God said you've exhausted your tries, trying to get it right, trying to get it right, trying to get it right. Like you've exhausted some things, right? God said it's literally time for you to now repent, but then turn from your evil and wicked ways. It's time to get rid of your backup plan. Some of y'all need to get rid of them vibrators. Some of y'all need to get rid of them phone numbers. Y'all need to put them on the block list. Some of y'all need to get rid of some things, some habits, some addictions. Some of y'all need to turn from them because God's judgment is coming. Like, God is no longer playing with us no more. His patience is running thin. Like, his patience is running out. Like, he's literally, like when I'm studying the scriptures and I'm seeing how mad and angry God became at these Israelites, that God became so angry in Ezekiel that he gave Ezekiel a vision of what was going to happen if they did not turn from their evil and wicked ways. God was literally going to sin, and I ain't even get through all of those chapters, but the chapter that I was reading, God sent his cherubim, which is an elite form of angels, who God will send to a land, to a nation, to kill them. God has an army of angels that he will release to serve him, because angels are his servants. He will release them in his anger. His army of angels who will not hesitate to murder, to bring ruckus on a land, a rebellious nation, a rebellious people. Like, I don't want to see that. You feel me? I don't want to see that come to pass. I don't want to see famine. I don't want to see destruction. I don't want to see the stuff that is about to happen to this land, to America, to the world. Ukraine, come on, wake up, everybody. I don't want to see the destruction of my sin. So God is literally giving us a second chance, telling us, if y'all don't humble yourselves within this time, within this wilderness period, within this time that we're in, if you don't humble yourself now, you're going to see the destruction. Your family, It's going to hit you. It's going to hit your family. It's going to hit everything that you're wanting God to do. It's going to hit your home. If you do not humble yourself and turn away and repent from your sins. So whatever y'all dealing with, whatever sins y'all got to give up, whatever y'all need to repent for, choose ye this day. I'm telling you, by the Spirit of the Lord, if y'all don't want to see the ugly side of God, because I know I don't. If y'all don't want to see God's wrath on you, your children, the nation, like, humble yourself. 2 Chronicles 7:14, humble yourself. Ain't no more lukewarm. Ain't no more, oh, I'll just get it right tomorrow. Ain't no more, oh, I'm going to just do this one last time. Or I'm going to just do this one time. Fight your flesh. Like, you and your flesh need to have a tussle. Like, flesh, you're not about to, you're not about to set me back anymore. You're not about to let me miss this blessing. This window of opportunity. Y'all better fast. Build yourself up on the word of God. Read Deuteronomy 28. Blessings for obedience, curses for disobedience. And that's all I have. I didn't encourage y'all. I done got y'all hype. I done warned y'all. Like, a lot has happened within this last hour. So, I'm just gonna go before y'all unfollow me. I'm just gonna go. Make sure you check out the link in my bio. Make sure you subscribe. Yeah, to the Living in Pursuit podcast, because we've been getting deep over there. Podcasts. It's on Google Podcasts. It's on Amazon Music. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts. You literally, if you have an iPhone, you have Apple Podcast app on your phone. Go in that app. It's purple. Go in that app, Apple Podcast app. Type in Living in Pursuit. If you feel led to leave a review or a rating, please do so. Okay? I'm going to be posting this replay on my YouTube later on tonight. So, look, I love y'all. I will talk to y'all in my next video. Bye.